if you take a look at what we were anticipating from the NCAA, it was between $15.5 million and $16 million that came to the Missouri Valley or to us in a pass-through to our institutions. We got less than $6 million. So it was a fairly significant haircut, if you will. I think it will have an immediate impact on us. Hopefully, we'll get back to the normal NCAA distribution if March Madness does happen in the spring. And I think we'll get through this, but certainly we haven't had any major changes in our conference staff. I do think that we're all dependent upon fall happening in person classes for the most part, hopefully, and certainly a return to fall sports and to football, certainly, and to the basketball season.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to my other question. The Ivy League this week is talking about moving fall sports to the spring. Have you guys even entertained that kind of a awful notion?
Well, we don't have any answers, and we're certainly looking at a lot of models that we could where we could adjust either for a late start to the fall season or to the basketball season, or to moving those seasons. But again, we're gonna be in a position soon where we have to make those decisions. And I think our staff has done a good job with what ifs. What are we going to do if there is a delay to the basketball season? How will that impact the non-conference season? What would that do if we ended up moving our conference season to later in the spring after the turn of the year? So, again, no answers at this point. We're waiting to see what the virus dictates, quite frankly, and hopefully we'll get back to some sense of normalcy.